to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live. Isn't that right on and groovy, Deb?
Yes, it is just right on and groovy. What, I don't know. I don't even know what the other terms are. What else can I throw out there?
I don't know. I'm stuck on right on and groovy.
Groovy. I know. So. You even do it in emails. And Jack, you have
Absolutely.
To know. Every time I see it, it makes me giggle. So please keep using it because it really brightens my day.
Groovy. Will do. So what do we got geek it out wise this week, Deb?
Well, I know you've shared this, and I just downloaded the Facebook Local app, and
Yes. It
is so cool. And before we really start sharing, and I know you've really tested it, but I literally just downloaded it a few minutes ago. The one thing I think I want to really emphasize to either businesses or franchises or whatever, don't forget to go on your Facebook on the desktop and add those local events. For me personally, you know, even for this local organization that we have a meeting the third Thursday of every month, business women, professional women, that is bringing more traffic to our event than anything before. And when we've had the Houston Franchise Business Network meeting, I make sure that I add it as a Facebook event. I don't care if you use Evite or Eventbrite or ConstantContact, whatever you use. Don't forget Facebook. And because now with this new app and the way we all travel, I'm loving that I can put in here, hey, I'm going to go to San Diego. Tell me what local events are going on in San Diego or Houston or it is just so cool. And there's so many features. You probably know you hit the map. And then there's a whole bunch of filters at the top that can – you can change the day. You can change the time. Art, causes, comedy, drinks, film, fitness. Of course, there's networking in there, literature. There's everything in there that you possibly can want to know what event is going on.
Yeah, I think the events are really going to take off. I've always been sort of on the fence with events on Facebook. You know, to me, it's sort of like, yeah, I'm already going there. It's already in my calendar. I don't need to have one other place where I'm tracking it or being tracked, right? Mm-hmm. But with the events in this new local Facebook app, and by the way, they just changed the name. It was Local for Facebook, and now it's just Facebook Local. Not
local.
Really sure
right.
how the branding geniuses at Facebook mm-hmm. got together and decided that last week. But the events show up so predominantly on this app. If you have a local business, you're absolutely right. Make sure you have events, even if it's just something cool happening this weekend or something like that. Make it an event. Why not?
Yeah.
It'll show up.
Yeah.
The other thing I did last week, I had the pleasure of visiting one of my favorite cities in America last week, Nashville.
I'm
right?
So jealous. I saw.
And Nashville's so great. There's so many things going on. And I decided for this trip to not use Yelp or Google or any other app when I was looking for places to go, things to do, mm-hmm. stuff to eat, right? I only used Facebook Local. And here's what I loved about it. Every place that I saw that would come up when I'm looking for somewhere to go, any friends that I have on mm-hmm. Facebook that have been there, liked it, checked in, whatever, they show up. And really, that's sort of the first thing you see when you start scrolling through.
Right.
You can see, oh, look, my friend Paul has mm-hmm. been at this place. And here's another one. My friend Kit has been at this place. And you suddenly start seeing the value of those friends making – not even making a recommendation, but actually just liking a local business. And that's something that Yelp has tried to do for how many years now, mm-hmm. trying to get you to connect with your friends on Yelp so you can see the recommendations. This is already done. You can go right on and see absolutely every person in your entire Facebook network who's ever eaten at this place or went to this bar or went to that coffee shop or whatever the case is, and you don't have to add anyone. They're already there, and you instantly have that extra level of recommendation by a friend who's already been there. So right. if you haven't logged in or downloaded the Facebook Local app, I absolutely recommend doing it. Right now it's pretty much coffee shops, bars, restaurants, and local events. So you know, if you're somewhere where there's an NFL stadium or a big concert hall or something like that, you're going to see that kind of stuff too. But I think in the near future, we're going to see, just like we did with Yelp, it's going to go beyond restaurants. It's going to go into local businesses, retail shops, service businesses, you name it. It's all going to be in Facebook Local. So
yeah,
let's get on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very robust app. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do one of my video tutorials walking through the whole app and the various features, you know, the calendar, the map, the events, categories, it's just the guides. It's like, oh my God, you just sit here and you go,
yeah.
You know, somebody else could be overwhelmed. I'm just so psyched. It's like, oh, what is this doing? What is this doing? You're right. I love being able to see all my friends that are going to the event. But the best part too, I think, is because we travel so often, and the times that I've heard, so-and-so is here in Colorado and you're here in Colorado. It's like, wow, this is pretty cool. I can connect to Sandy Shoemaker. You know, we're in the yep. same area where, you know, then you really can connect because, it's just cool. So that's our Geek It yes. Out for today. Would love
and
to hear how
connecting with using. Friends.
Yeah, got to connect with.
Why don't we bring our guest out of the out of the green room?
Why don't we do that?
It's an old friend of ours rejoining us. Go ahead and bring him in, Deb.
Hey, Jimmy Weeks, founder and CEO of GoTo Holdings. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. Living the dream here on the West Coast.
Yeah, you are living the dream. So. It's been a while. You and I were just saying this before we went live. It's been a little while since we keep missing each other at events. Like I was in LA, you were in LA, yeah. But you know, we just could not connect.
So you should have had Facebook Local up and you would have seen.
Well, we actually did something about, you know, we text and said, I'm over here. And it's like, oh, I can't be
right.
there. But so tell us a little bit about what you're up to these days.
Sure. Well, we've really been focused on our platform. You know, our services go back to, you know, when we started in franchise in 2007. We started doing web development and SEO and advanced analytics. And, you know, we're pretty focused on improving lead quality and web optimization and strategic marketing strategies. And, you know, back then we were using heat mapping technology and analytics study to drive, you know, better design. And as social media grew in popularity, we started experiencing the need to collect metrics from an ever-growing myriad of platforms. And about 5 years ago, we had about 30 franchise clients, and our staff was spending nearly half of the month just scraping data from social channels, you know, review websites and directories for our report. And about then, that's when we decided to shift gears and started building our strategic marketing analytics and reporting tool, or the SMART. And today we're just an exclusive analytics consultancy, and we really don't do any development, marketing, or SEO anymore. But we're really familiar with those services, and that's kind of where we're at today.
So you developed a tool that shows the work that you were doing and the analytics behind that work got to be so important, you just focused solely on the analytics, right?
You bet. There's so many changes. Yeah, so many changes out there to how SEO was done, you know, and with the advent of mobile and all the different platforms, you know, it became really increasingly important to understand the metrics. And you know, as a small startup, it's a lot easier to just focus on one specialty, and mm-hmm. the analytics has always been our forte.
So those metrics you're focusing on, let's talk about those. What are the most important things that a brand or a business owner needs to be on the lookout for?
Sure. I think browser compatibility is probably one of those really important metrics that frequently goes unnoticed. You know, there's sliders and video players and chat features, and they all require little scripts to operate, and that affects your page load. And as new browser versions launch, it can greatly affect your visitor metrics. You know, if you have a chat function that may not be compatible with Internet Explorer 9, you could be missing out on a lot of traffic. So I think outside of those typical website metrics, contact rates and the rates in which opportunities convert to leads are really crucial for franchise recruitment. So, you know, let's say you're spending $1,000 to get 100 leads in organic search. And let's say your contact rate for that particular channel is 50%, then that's a great thing to know. And let's say you're doing another campaign in perhaps Facebook and you spend $1,000 and you get 10 leads, but you're able to contact 70% of those leads. Now you've got something really measurable. And now you can say, well, if it's a lot easier to get in contact with Facebook leads, maybe we should adjust our ad spend there.
Yeah, I love that idea of leads that that might be quality, but you've got you can break them down into leads that are easy to get to and contact and engage with those people, and then leads that may be high quality, but the ability to contact those folks, there may be some other barrier there. So that's I love looking at it that way. Tell us about some other challenges that the small business owners and the brands you're working with are really seeing these days when it comes to the analytics.
Sure. Well, so much business today is getting done completely independent of the business's website. So Yelp, Google Maps, social media, you know, franchise brokers, they all contribute to revenue. And the challenge is collecting all those data sources and making sense of the data. So marketers today, they spend so much time gathering the data, and sometimes it leaves little time to analyze the data. And it's also becoming more difficult for brands and business owners to get access to their own data. You know, with data all over the place, it's difficult to kind of know where to start and how to have a single collective where all of your data is in one place for you to make the best decisions.
Is that a trend that that people are really following, being able to put, you know, all of their data in one place so they can make better decisions? Or is that something that people aren't really – they're not really there yet?
Well, it's what's really cool about Google Analytics is without you having to do really anything, you have so much data at your fingertips. So this is kind of what I feel is the logical first start to big data, because one, you don't have to do anything to collect it. And if you've got, you know, X amount of locations and they each have their own analytics account, you can basically start and because you can download Google Analytics data or access it through a cloud-based platform, and you can have a historical accounting from when that analytics account started. So it's kind of the first step to collecting big data for a franchise. And once you have that collected, then you can just start adding different data sets to it. And now you're doing artificial intelligence and big data for your small business.
So Google has changed the way we think about everything, I guess. So I guess analytics wouldn't be any different. They've changed how we look at that, right?
Yeah, and definitely Google Analytics has made a lot of changes over the years. You know, they used to be called visits and now they're called sessions, but they're trying to find ways to bring the data to you that's easier to find instead of it being buried and really deep within analytics reporting functions. They're a little more easy to access, but what you see with more platforms is there's more analytics. So there's more ways to for businesses and consumers to communicate. So there's definitely more interactions that need to be measured. And with the need to measure these new channels, we're seeing less focus on the mothership. And so now the website analytics are now more crucial than ever and need to be a top priority. So with more analytics, there's more need for metrics, and there's an even bigger need to bring all those platforms together so you can make the best decisions.
You mentioned you've been in franchising now for since 2007 or so. Is that right?
Yeah, 2007.
Wow. So let's go back a few years and your business then versus now, focusing on the metrics and the analytics. How are things different than they were just a few years ago?
Sure. And it was just a few years ago, yeah. Even though it kind of seems like it's been longer, but historically we predominantly focused on website metrics, social metrics, and phone call metrics. And with the proliferation of marketing automation tools, cloud-based software, CRMs, CMSs, there's a real need for platform integration so we can understand the bigger picture. So much of our business and our services today is helping brands and marketing departments and agencies connect these platforms together so that data can be extracted and studied. I'll give you a little example. So web forms have the potential to have hidden fields in there that only you as the website owner would have access to. So you can have things from Google Analytics embed into your web form. So you can have what city the visit came from, if they came from a search engine, what was the search term or campaign name or lead source. So it can automatically be parsed or imported into your CRM. And that's a really good example of how platform integration can help your business. So with that data in your CRM, marketers could associate the cost for that particular ad campaign, calculate a cost per lead, and that information will follow the prospect all the way through the recruitment cycle to ribbon cutting. And now the brand would know what the last campaign that was responsible for that new location.
Hmm. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight we're speaking with Jimmy Weeks, the co-founder and CEO of GoTo Holdings and Smart. Jimmy, tell us what's new at GoTo Holdings and Smart.
Sure. As a self-funded startup, we've been on a slow but steady growth trajectory. And this year, we had a really fantastic year. We were able to add Google AdWords tracking, phone call tracking with CallRail, social scoring and social feedback. So this new data has really enhanced our organization summary for franchisors and marketing directors. So you can scroll through dozens or hundreds of franchise locations and immediately identify, you know, your struggling locations or your ambassadors that are really rocking it. You can sort through visits, leads, phone calls, star ratings, social network growth, ad spend, cost per click, and cost per lead, and it's as simple as point and click and discover.
Wow.
We also have, we're finalizing the new Facebook paid ads API integration into our platform, and that'll help us calculate campaign costs, a bunch of gender information for Facebook ads. So whatever your objective is, whether you're having people fill out an auto form on Facebook or go to a coupon page on your website or fill out a lead form on your website, all that information is tracked in Facebook's ad campaign business manager. And that will be married right up along our Google AdWords information. And then we have a couple awesome surprises for next quarter that you're going to have to tune into Social Geek Radio to find out about them.
Nice tease, man.
Yeah,
love it.
Bring him back.
All right.
If any of our listeners want to connect with you and they might have a few other questions or maybe learn about your upcoming surprises, what's the best way for anyone to reach you, Jimmy?
Sure. Our website for our dashboard is www.getthesmart.com. And phone numbers and stuff are on there, as well as a contact form if you want to reach out via email.
Great.
Excellent. www.getthesmart.com. Jimmy Weeks, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio tonight.
Lots of fun.
Thank you guys very much. I had a great time.
Okay, Jimmy, we'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.